Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're teaching you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer, and specifically talking about why prayers don't get results. We're going to go over some of the ones we've talked about thus far and go through and complete this list today. First of all, not praying to the Father. You know, the Bible says that now we are to pray to the Father in the New Testament. Matthew 6:9, John 16:23, and other scriptures show that we're now to approach the Father in the New Testament. A second reason, not praying in the name of Jesus. We also see that we're to pray in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in John 16:23, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name. So we pray in the name of Jesus because Jesus is the high priest in this covenant. You and I, as priests, approach our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, which brings into operation the high priestly ministry of Jesus. This is why you pray in the name of Jesus. A third reason is lack of being right. Righteousness has three aspects. Our standing, which comes when we're born again, have a spirit of Jesus Christ and be right with God in spirit. Two, fellowship. We've got to do what is right so we're in right fellowship with Him to be right. Three, our rights that belong to us in Christ, which are all the promises of God. Therefore, we are going to be right with God, born again, walk right with Him, be in right fellowship with Him, and we're going to possess our rights that belong to us in Christ. Because remember, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers, and the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Another hindrance is lack of confidence. We're to come boldly or confidently under the throne of grace to obtain and take hold of the promise, which in the case of Hebrews 4:16 is the mercy of God. In 1 John 5:14 and 15, this is the confidence that we have in Him. We're to have confidence in prayer that when we pray and make a legal demand according to His will, He hears us. And if we know He hears us, see, that shows confidence. You got to know He hears you. Whatsoever we ask, or aiteo, a legal demand, or what's due us, we know we have the petitions, which is aiteo, a legal demand, that we have desired or legally demanded of Him. Therefore, confidence is important so that you know that He hears you, and when you know He hears you, you know you have the things that you have prayed according to the Word of God. It's very important that you have confidence in prayer. Another hindrance is sin or iniquity. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. We must not have sin or iniquity, or else we're out of right fellowship with Him, and we will not see the answer to prayer. Another specific area is unforgiveness. If we have unforgiveness, we will not be forgiven of our trespasses, we'll be out of fellowship with God, and we'll see no results in prayer. Disharmony between husband and wife. We talked about that they are heirs together of the grace of life. We spoke of 1 Peter 3:7, where the husbands are to dwell with their wife according to knowledge, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that their prayers would not be hindered. It's possible for a husband and wife's prayers to be hindered if they're in strife, discord, disharmony, or outside of being agreement to the knowledge of the Word of God. That's why you got to put the Word of God first place in your household. Another hindrance to seeing results in prayer, praying the problem instead of the answer. God already knows the problem. Praying the problem will not release the answer. You're going to pray the answer, which is the Word of God, the promise of God, to see it come to pass. Another hindrance, not making a legal demand in prayer. The word for ask, aiteo, is a legal demand of what is due us. You and I are going to pray a spiritual legal demand of what's due us by returning the Word, which is the promise of God, to the Father in the name of Jesus. Another hindrance is not praying the prayer of faith. A prayer of faith is prayed when we believe that we receive the promise with thanksgiving. Two aspects to the prayer of faith: receiving, the Greek word lambano, an act of reception, self-prompted taking hold of, and thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, you believe you take hold of the promise. That is the prayer of faith, and you pray it continuously, as we mentioned. Another hindrance, praying if it be thy will prayers. If we pray if it be thy will, we show forth doubt and a lack of faith. We are not to pray that concerning the revealed promises of God, which are already ours in Christ. Now Jesus prayed, "If it be thy will," regarding whether or not he would have to go to the cross to accomplish the redemption. He was praying that if there was any other way of accomplishing the redemption of man besides going through death, let that way of death pass from him, which is the cup of death. At the same time, he submitted to the will of the Father when he said, "Not as I will, but as thou wilt." He was not praying a prayer of doubt or unbelief. His prayer of, "If it be thy will," was committing to whatever way was necessary to accomplish the redemption. This is why he prayed in this manner. If you don't know the will of God regarding a matter, it is scriptural to pray about the matter, submitting it to the will of God. But once you know the will of God, or when you already know the will of God because of the promise, you never pray, "If it be thy will," or you'd be praying in doubt and unbelief. Another hindrance is doubt or wavering. If we doubt or waver, our prayers will not come to pass. We see in James 1, verse 6 and 7, "When we approach him in faith, nothing wavering." And the Bible goes on in verse 7 and says, "For let not that man think that he shall receive," lambano, "take hold of anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." And also in Mark 11:23, talks about speaking to that mountain continuously, "To be removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt or differ in his heart." So doubting or wavering will stop your prayers from seeing results. Another hindrance is negative confession. When we pray a prayer of faith, we bring the word of God, making a spiritual legal demand of what's due us, and we take hold of it with thanksgiving to see the results. If after we prayed a prayer of faith, we turn around and start confessing negative words contrary to the scriptural promise that we just legally demanded the Father, we've sinned with our tongue, and we have not held fast our confession. Remember Hebrews 4:14, "Seeing we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession," continuously holding it fast. Do not speak negative things. Continue to speak forth what you believe that you take hold of, that promise of God, as you're speaking it into being. Another hindrance is worry or anxiety. Worry or anxiety shows a lack of trust in the Father. The Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 6, "Be careful, anxious, or worried for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests, aiteo, a demand of what's due you, be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." When you pray, the peace of God will come into your heart and mind. And if you have worry and anxiety and not peace, then you're not going to see results of your prayers. Another hindrance is being influenced by the sense realm or by your feelings. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "We walk by faith, not by sight." Prayer is spiritual activity in the spirit realm. And when we're praying spiritual law being released. And the angels are going to hearken to the word of God that we pray and perform it in our life. We never gauge the effectiveness of our prayer by what we see or feel or by what the situation looks like or seems like. Remember that our prayer is in the realm of the spirit. The changes will first take place in the spiritual realm. Many times our prayers don't see the natural sense realm results immediately. Why? Because the devil must be overcome. That's what happened with Daniel when he prayed 21 days. He saw no natural realm results of receiving the understanding that he was seeking. Remember in Daniel chapter 10 and verse 12 to 14. Here's where the angel came and said, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days, 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in thy latter days, for yet the vision is for many days." So here, from the first day that he prayed, Daniel's words were heard, and the messenger angel came because of his words. So as the messenger angel was on his way to Daniel, he got hindered by Satan's prince of the kingdom of Persia. Michael, the warrior archangel, came to help the messenger angel get through to Daniel by battling that prince of Persia. So Michael prevailed over that satanic prince so that the messenger angel then could get through to deliver the information to Daniel in response to his prayer. So Daniel's prayer was working in the spiritual realm for 21 days. He didn't see any sense evidence of it, no sense realm evidence, nothing in his feelings to indicate his prayer was working until 21 days had elapsed. While he was praying, the battle was won in the spiritual realm first, and then the results were manifest in the natural realm. Prayer will overcome the enemy in the spiritual realm. when the battle's won in the spiritual realm, then the change or breakthrough will come in the natural realm. We should always pray in faith and not be moved by the sense realm or by our feelings. And if you keep praying in faith without ceasing, the Father will perform His word by means of our ministering spirits, the angels, and our prayer will see the desired results. Another hindrance is praying amiss. The Bible says in James 4, verse 3, "You ask, I, Teo, make a demand of what's due you, and receive not." The word receive is lambano, take hold not. Why? Because you ask, I, Teo, make a legal demand amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. When we pray, we must pray with the right motive. If we pray with a motive of consuming the manifestation of our prayer upon our own lusts, we're not going to see results. Always pray with the motive of pleasing and glorifying the Lord and not self. Another hindrance is the lack of corresponding actions of faith. When you pray in faith, many times there are some corresponding actions which you must take by being a doer of the word, which releases your faith to see the desired results of your prayer come to pass. If you don't do the action necessary, your prayer won't get the results. For example, if we pray for a job but never go forth to obtain one, our prayer will not see results. We pray and then we go forth, the Lord prospers our way and leads us to the job that He has for us. Another example would be if we pray the word that the Lord meets all our need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and we're thanking Him for prospering us and meeting the needs in our life, there must be some corresponding action in our part. One action is to be a tither and giver of offerings. If we don't tithe and give offerings, the Bible says we're cursed. And if we're cursed, we certainly won't be prospering and our needs won't be met. We're going to reap what we sow. If we don't sow in our giving, we won't reap the meeting of our financial needs. Thus, our prayer will not see the desired results if we don't do the corresponding actions of faith by doing the word. Remember James 2, "Faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." In verse 20, "Thou wilt know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead." And then verse 26, "As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." Works are corresponding actions, so we need to act upon what we have been praying in order to see results. Another hindrance is fainting. There's usually a time period between the time we first begin to pray in faith in the spirit realm and the time that our prayer produces the desired results in the natural realm. During this time, we must not faint or give up. If we faint or give up before the season of reaping comes, we'll not see the results in prayer. Remember Galatians 6, whatever a man sows, he's going to reap. And verse 9 says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." And then Luke 18:1 says this, "Jesus spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." Another hindrance to results in prayer is a lack of prayer without ceasing. If we don't continually pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and Romans 1:9, we're not going to see the results in prayer. Continual prayer and faith will continually release the power of God to bring the manifestation of the promise. Prayer without ceasing by the church released the power of God so that the angel went forth to Peter and delivered him out of prison. Continuous prayer without ceasing in faith is going to release the power, and it will bring forth the promise of God in your life. I trust that you're taking hold of these principles and you're acting upon them for accurate New Testament prayer in your life. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.